Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. My name is Awino Awiti. This is episode 73. Yes, road to 100 episodes. Anyway, I hope you guys are well. Honestly, I'm not well. Have you ever felt like you lack motivation to do anything? Like your body is exhausted? Like you feel you don't want to do anything. Like you feel like your life has just like stopped. You feel like you're just existing and you're not even living. You feel like you're just existing. That's how I'm feeling right now, you guys. I wish you knew the strength it took for me to just pick up my microphone today and record. Honestly, it took a lot. It took a lot of strength in me. But that's why I'm here, to talk about this today, getting out of the rut. Because, girl, I've been bed rotting for this past week, this entire week. I've been bed rotting. I've been very tired, very exhausted. And until I was just like, okay, what's wrong with me? I'm not depressed. My mental health is okay. Okay, what's up? I need to figure out what's wrong with me. So I think too exhausted. Anyway, before we get into the episode, before we get into the juicy episode, remember to the Unspoken series is up and running. The poster is out, the link is out. Register. I can see guys have already started registering, and I'm gonna get back to you soon. So keep registering, share the link with friends, family, your circle, people who you think would like would like to tell the story, share the story with the world. So yeah, I'm super excited for that. Share. Check out my social media, Unspoken Podcast KE and Awino Awiti. Check out also on YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE. A new vlog is out. Check it out. Like, share, subscribe. That's the stuff. And I hope this series is going to do what I wanted to do, what it's supposed to do, what I have in mind. So I'm just praying to God it's successful. It's my first like major series. The series I've always done in the past is like only me. Solo series, solo episodes, but this series is just me putting it out to the world and allowing people, giving people a platform to share the story with the world, and I hope it's impactful as I want it to be. Yeah, that's what's up. Anyway, that's my week has been rotten. My week has been, oh my God, I've had the longest week ever. Like mwili mekata. Or you feel like mwili mekata, like your body has refused. As much as you're gonna try, the body has refused. Imagine, I've not even worked the entire week. I haven't been able to work the entire week, and that's the moments I've been tired, I've just been able to miss like work like 2 or 3 days. But this week, mwili imekata. Like my body has refused entirely. I've tried to motivate myself, like, okay, sleep 2 hours, then wake up and try and rock. It has refused. I've been bed rotting. I've just been watching too much TV, too much movies, being on social media, sleeping, and stress eating. You guys, if I will tell you what I've been eating this entire week, I've been eating junk. In fact, this week I've eaten burgers like 4 times. It's burger week, and That's not an excuse. That, in fact, this burger week came at the wrong time, because I've been eating burgers. I've been eating pizza, fries. Like, oh my God, it's exhausting. Like it's serious. And then until I just realized today, like, sis, you need to figure your shit out. I need to figure myself out, because no, I can't live. I can't. Today is Sunday. I'm recording this episode on Sunday. It's supposed to upload it today. And I'm just like, okay, I need to talk about this, because this is what I'm going through. And I need to get my shit together and start next week on a clean slate. I can't go with this same energy next week. No. I cannot. The strength that I had to call all my ancestors to give me the strength to just record today, bro. But I'm glad I showed up. I am so proud of myself, because I'm tired mentally. I'm tired physically. And I was like, must I record today? No one even cares. I was like, no. But if I've managed to record this episode, I can do this. I can get myself out of this rut. because that's what this episode is about. I don't know if you who's listening has ever felt like you're in a rut, you're bed rotting, you're just in a bad mental space, you're in a bad space, your body is tired. If you have ever felt like that, this episode is for you. So basically, getting out of the rut, bed rotting, is like lacking motivation. You don't have motivation to do nothing. You lack motivation. Your body is exhausted. And the first step, the first thing I'm just learning is to feel it. Feel yourself. Let yourself be in the rut. Me, by the way, this week, I tried. Kunela, I'm always saying that this on this on the podcast. Show up, no matter what. Show up, but at times, man, you can't. At times, you can't. The body has refused. You can't just show up. I tried that this week. I was like, show up. You try. Ilikata. I was like, let me just feel this. Let me just allow myself to be in this rut. I'm listening to my body. I had to listen to your body. Whether your body communicates to you. I don't know if you guys know that, but your body communicates. And I just realized my body was exhausted. My body was tired. And then I realized that, but I've never really rested since the beginning of the year. I haven't, like, the amount of rest I've just been taking, like, maybe I rest 1-2 days when I'm traveling or when I'm not working, but I've just been resting like 2 days, 3 days, but I haven't actually taken the time to rest. That's why my body was like, sis, pause, like, rest, take a rest, pause. So listen to your body. My body was so exhausted. I tried, you guys, you know how I tried? I've just been ordering in food and stuck on the screen watching because I tried and I was like, see where's the force. There's no reward for suffering. If the body has refused, I will not force myself to work. So I haven't really been able to work, and that's why I think these corporate jobs, they have like leave. You get to choose. They have like leaves. Like you get to have a work leave like three times a year, which is like, it's always like a month. Leave in a kwanga. Yeah, 4 weeks. You in the middle of the year, like you get to have your leave 3 times in the 3 quarters. And I know that thing really, like, it makes sense. Now I'm just realizing that now. It really, really makes sense because you have to experience burnout. You can't work January to December and not expect your body to feel burned out. I just realized that. So and I think as if you are like self-employed, you don't really take time to do that because it's always you, because you're feeling like, if I don't work, I'm not making money. But like I said on this episode, like I said on this podcast a few episodes ago, money is never enough. It will never be enough. If as much as you're gonna sacrifice your sleep for the entire year to just work, sorry to tell you this, but money is never gonna be enough. So you take your time to listen to your body and relax. That's your, hey, I've been rotting, honestly. So I've been feeling low and less productive, and I feel like when I try something, I'm making one step forward, one step backward, one step forward and 5 steps backward. But it was a reminder that it's good to take time to just relax and chill, man. It's good to take time, relax and chill. Give yourself a breather. Sometimes it's okay. If all you're doing is just existing, it's okay. Sometimes it's okay if all you're doing is just existing. Don't be too hard on yourself. Like me, I was fighting myself. Like, brain cell one wanted to show up. And then brain cell two was like, take a pause, bro. Take a pause. It's never that serious. And then, so I was fighting mentally between those two, Nene. Then I realized, sometimes it's okay to just it's okay if all you're doing is just existing. So I think it's time for me to get out of the rut, out of my rut, because I can't go another week without working. So this week, by the way, I rested. I've not worked. So I just rested. I just listened to my body and took off and gave myself an off this week. I bed rotted. I ate enough junk to last me the entire year. But the best feeling about me eating, I feel like I don't even add weight. Like my body nowadays, I remember when I was in high school, bro, I used to be fat. I used to add weight. I used to have high appetite and I used to eat a lot. Nowadays, as much as ata nikule junk, as much as I'm gonna eat junk the entire week, I don't even add weight. And I honestly, I'm happy. But of course it's not healthy. Yeah, I'm not advocating for that, but sometimes it's never that serious. It's never that serious. So I think I've had my enough junk eating, and I've had enough bed rotting. It's time to get up. It's time to go up there, because I can't go another week just doing this. 1 week is good. I've felt it. I've listened to my body. I have. And in fact, I even thought going out yesterday, I went to a podcast event. It was shout out to Podfest. Yesterday, I went to a podcast event. I met with other podcasters who are doing live shows. It was so nice. And I thought going out is going to help me. Bro, I'm even now more exhausted. I thought I figured that I needed a change of scenery. I needed to go out, be with some people, explore, but I just feel the same, honestly. So I think it's just upon me to do the work. It's on me to do the work. So I figured, let me check out some points on and do my research on how to get yourself out of the rut and share with you guys, in case you've ever felt like this or you've never known what you're going through, really. Actually, it's burnout. Your body is tired and you need to listen to your body. You need to take a chill, take a breather, rest. So the first thing I realized is, of course, number one, what I said, listen to your body, feel it, let yourself be in the rut. Don't be in denial, sis. Don't be in denial, your body is like so tired, but you're still pushing, you're showing up. No, sometimes just take a breather, listen to your body. So that's the first thing, listen to your body. Know that your body is exhausted, your body is communicating, feel it. Realize you're in a rush. Sometimes I feel like you're in a rush, but you don't even know you're in a rut, bro. So the first step to getting out of the rut is let yourself be in the rut. Feel it. Listen to your body. Feel it. And then start working your way out of the rut. So the second thing is take things slow. Yep. Take things slow. Yeah, take things slow. Focus on one thing at a time. Tunasemanga, focus. We tend to say focus at it. Take one day at a time. No, we are not taking one day at a time. Take 1 hour at a time, literally. Even if it's 1 minute at a time, it's the take one hour at a time. Not even one day. It's 1 hour at a time, bro. Take things slow. Don't self-indulge. Don't indulge yourself so much. Me this year, in fact, I've not this year, sorry, this week, I mean, I've not even drawn my curtains, bro. I have not drawn my curtains. Even just washing my utensils was hectic. Even now I'm speaking to you guys here. I have dirty utensils. I have a dirty house. I have a bed that is not made. I have dirty shoes outside, bro. After this episode, I'm getting out. So that you guys, it's real, man. I wish I could show you, but hey, my house is in shambles and I just need to take this serious and do what I need to do. Take things slow, one day at a time. Focus. Not one day at a time, one hour at a time. Take things slow. Take it easy on yourself. Take it easy on yourself. Be You get, I don't know if you get that what I'm saying. Like, take it easy on yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. Yeah, exactly. Don't be too hard on yourself. Also, acceptance. Another step. Acceptance. Yeah, you need to accept. Don't be in denial. Look at the accomplishments instead of the things you're not doing. Yep, exactly. Look at your past. Look at your accomplishments. At least that's what I'm saying. Take it 1 hour at a time. Look at your accomplishments instead of just being too hard on yourself and look at the things you're not doing. Like me, I'm just like, okay, I have a house that I've not cleaned for like 3 days now. I have utensils looking at me, dirty utensils, dirty shoes. And I'm like, don't focus on that. Of course, I know I need to do that. In fact, immediately after uploading this episode, I am getting things done. I'm gonna clean my house because today is Sunday. I'm supposed to go and visit my relatives. We have like a family get together today with my cousins. So yep, at least that's giving me enough motivation. I can't leave my house dirty and tidy. If there's one thing I can never do when I'm going out, leave my house untidy. Nope. So I just have to finish this, upload, and get things done. Another thing is work out, bro. Work out. I'm telling you guys, but I haven't worked out. I've not worked out for like, I'm even ashamed to say. I've not been working out for like, is it like 4 or 5 months ago, bro? I bought a skipping rope. It's just gathering dust. Anyway, I'm so ashamed of myself, but work out. Try to, as much as, not even necessarily going to the gym, get your body active, work out. It really helps to get yourself in the rut. Even me tomorrow is Monday. When I come back from my auntie's place, bro, I have to at least take out my skipping rope and skip, bro, and take a walk. Just work out, like make my body active again, because this entire week I've just been in bed eating junk. If I was to add weight, I don't know, I would have added like 6 kg this week, because the amount of junk I've been eating needs to be investigated. And take a hot shower. Sometimes it all takes a hot shower to just resolve all those things. A hot shower really solves a lot of things. You don't really get it. A hot shower is really underrated, actually. Take a hot shower, just soak in your sorrows. Soak in your sorrows and meditate. By the way, you guys, do you know that the amount of meditation that goes on when you're taking a shower? You think about a lot. By the way, I get some ideas when I'm in the shower. Just meditate. That is real meditation. Take a hot shower. It really solves a lot of things. Take your time. Soak yourself in a shower. Soak your sorrows. Think. Sometimes all it takes is a good hot shower. And then you're good to go. So yeah. And then talk to someone if you can. Yep. You're not alone in this world. Talk to someone. I think that's why God didn't create us alone. I think that's why God created Adam and Eve. if that's the best reference. I think that's why God created Adam and Eve. To have company, to have human being accompanying another human being. So talk to someone. If you can't talk to someone, talk to someone. This is the time when you can just ask a friend to come out and just come and just chill. Just be with your friend and just chill. There's that feeling when you just have your friend and you chill and then you're like, life is worth living again, because your friend just came and you just catched up and yep, everything was there. Suddenly life has just meaning. So talk to someone. Don't underrate that. Don't underrate talking to someone. What you want to achieve by talking to someone, it really helps. That company, sharing, really helps. Talk to someone. Take time to rest, of course. Take time to rest. Guys, I have a cold. Sorry. The cold is killing me. I don't think I can survive. Anyway, take time to rest. Self-care. This is the time you do self-care. In line with taking a hot shower. Pamper your body. Do your pamper routine. Take time. It helps. Because I've said, listen to your body. So, pamper your body. And your body is gonna cooperate. It's gonna cooperate. If you take care of your body, it's gonna cooperate. So I think those are the things I gathered, and I'm gonna have to follow my own advice, bro. I can't be advising you guys and then me, I'm not doing what I'm saying. I am preaching. What's the word? Preaching water and drinking wine? Nope. So I think those things, those points are gonna help you guys to get out of the rut, get out of a rut, to help you with burnout. But burnout is actually very normal. We are human beings, man. We are human beings. We are not supernatural. We have to listen to your body. Our body gets tired. Our body gets exhausted. Take your leave. If you have a, we are on the third quarter, Amma. No, we are on the, wait. We are almost on the fourth quarter. Because the year is like 12 months, yeah, we're almost on the fourth quarter. So we divide the quarters into 3 months. So September, October, yeah, October, November, December, that's the last quarter of the year. So we have September only. So take your leave. If there's a time you need to relax and take your leave, even if it's 1 week, it's in September. Because August is almost, today is 25th, August is almost coming to an end. So schedule your time to leave so that you go in the last quarter of the year, you go hard. You go hard in the last quarter of the year. You still have 3 months to achieve those things on your vision board. So take your time. Take even at least a week to yourself and just let your body let your body relax and gain more energy and finish the year with a bang. Yep. So I hope you guys learned something from me. Yeah, from me and my rotten routine this past week. I hope you guys have learned something in getting out of your routine. And yep, you're not alone. By the way, we all do this. We all don't be hard on yourself like you think you're lazy. Even me, I was like hard on myself this entire week. I was like, girl, what the heck is wrong with you? Get your shit together. Get your shit. What's wrong with? And then I realized, no, I can't fight against my body, bro. I can't. I just had to relax without feeling guilty. By the way, sometimes I feel like we always like feel guilty just relaxing. It's just guilty. No, rest is a must. It's a must for you to rest your body. Don't feel guilty like now you're not being productive. Sometimes, like I said, sometimes it's okay if all you're doing is just existing, bro. It's never that serious. Yep. It's never that serious. Anyway, I enjoyed shooting this episode. Actually, to think I even have the energy to record, and I was feeling so down. In fact, my room was just dark. I was just, no, curtains have not been drawn. I remember this, like, the lights are off. Nobody's home. Case closed. From Vampire Diaries. But anyway, to think that I even had the energy to pick up my microphone, that's enough. That's enough for me, because I was almost like, you guys, you're not getting an episode today. You guys, I need to, no, you guys, you're not getting an episode today. It's about me. I'm tired. I'm not feeling like it. Adios. Adios. See you next week. That's what I was feeling when I woke up. But it took a lot of strength for me to pick up this mic and share this with you guys. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you've learned something. I hope you've learned something. You pick up something. Remember to share your unspoken story. Share with everyone who you know would like to share your story with the world. Don't be shy. The link is in my bio on all social media platforms. Register, and share your story with the world. I will see you on the next episode. That's Wednesday. Adios.